Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show, too, at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Please patronize the advertisers here on the radio stations or the stream. Tough times. People need help. Need to pay the bills. And there's still commerce out there, so, you know, try to help out if you can. Craig?
Good morning.
Morning.
We're celebrating National Welding Month.
All right.
And I mean celebrating.
I tried it, and I sucked at it, man. That's a tough gig, man.
That's an art.
Oh, both me and Todd had the helmets on, and we weld a little bit.
They had a big enough helmet?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Welders got big heads. They're big manly men. So, yeah, they had a helmet to fit me.
A study shows that in a society where men outnumber women...
It's the way it should be. No, that'd be wrong.
No. That's really not ideal.
And actually, that really didn't happen. No. There was more women than men because of all the wars and stuff, right? It's one of the reasons.
New study shows that in a society where men outnumber women...
Bad things happen.
Men are more likely to settle down, marry, and have kids.
What about the other way around?
Women act more like men.
If what? There's more women?
You said when it's the other way around.
Oh, they're more likely to find somebody and settle down because they know there's only a few out there.
Psychologists believe that this is because that when in a world with more men than women, a world with more men than women is actually more stable and calm. It's because when women are scarce, some men become better husbands and fathers trying to maintain a relationship with a woman. Increased competition for partners.
Now, you're talking about individual areas because, in general, there's more women in the world than men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that right? Areas.
Yeah, these are people. Yes.
Got it.
Yes, there are.
Individual
areas.
Yeah,
but these are researchers and studiers and thinkers.
I know. I'm saying so they're concentrating on
communities.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
More communities, right.
In communities.
Right, right.
Dr. John Manner, professor of psychology at Florida State, says that intuition might suggest that rates of violent crime would skyrocket, marriages would destabilize, and kids would be born out of wedlock. Apparently, the opposite has been observed. Rather than taking risks or acting violently, they say that another way that men can compete with one another is by being quicker to settle down with one woman, get married, devote himself more fully to having kids and being a good parent.
Jeez.
Oh, so you don't get to sample them all.
But if he's not able to find a partner, you find increased violence, risk-taking, and competition with other men. When there is an imbalance in sex ratios, whichever sex is in the majority faces a lot more competition. When there's more women than men, they adopt behavior considered typically male. They have more casual relationships. They're less likely to marry, as it is now.
All right.
According to this, it's a USA Today, Nepal has the largest percentage of women, 54% women, and 46% Sherpas.
What is it in the United States?
That I would say about 51.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah.
52, maybe.
But in Nepal, they're just running around banging a bunch of dudes?
But for years, there were a lot more women because of... wars were killing men, you know.
And men
die earlier anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Men say, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yes, jumping off of ramps and cliffs.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
As of the 2010 census, It's about 50-50
now
in
it's
the 50-50, U.S.
50, okay.
50.8% female, 49.2% male. Fill out your census.
So I did that.
So we can tell how many chicks are out there.
I was actually very proud of myself for actually doing something that I was supposed to.
To determine what kind of white you were? What'd you put
I
down?
I put something stupid in there.
Yeah, good.
That is a form of white.
No. I know what I did.
Something stupid is a form of white.
I just put European.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's what it was. Yeah.
But you don't know that.
Somebody die?
You really don't know your ethnic heritage, do you?
Not for sure.
But you have a
but
guess?
It was kind of written down. We think this.
You have an idea?
Yeah, but we don't know that for sure.
Craig Puss walked in there and typed something on your computer. It's always it's usually a Deadpool hit, right?
It's not a Deadpool hit. It's a death, though. Former Seahawks and Vikings quarterback Tavares Jackson.
Oh, I remember him.
Car crash.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like Augie Smith and Augie said last week about people dying from not coronavirus. Ah, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, happened yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
How old was he, man?
50? 36.
Yeah, he's young.
Got that wrong.
Minnesota, Seattle, and the Bills.
I remember him.
Yeah, it's a good thing that was in the game of who's older.
Yeah. He was your boy for a while, wasn't he? Yeah. He was starter at the Vikings.
I think that's
right?
Where he started, was with the Vikes.
I thought he was, too.
That's where I think they drafted him.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody had him in the Deadpool.
No way.
Alabama State and the University of Arkansas for a little while.
Pig Suey.
Go Hogs.
Yeah, play for the Vikings, Seahawks, and the Bills.
New study says that some people will still be skeptical of a coronavirus vaccine, no matter how helpful that vaccine is.
I saw an anti-vaxxer on Twitter the other day. Not necessarily about the new vaccine, if they ever get one. When they get one, I should say, hopefully. But somebody started calling the guy out, and he's still one of those douchebags saying, well, we're still going to be here questioning everything. I said, we're sitting inside our freaking houses. We can't leave. Right. Thousands of people are dying because if we had a vaccine, these people are just, you're going, I know they're going to exist after the fact, but nobody is going to pay attention to you. And good luck getting in schools. Good luck getting on the plane.
Yeah.
Because they might start doing that. I saw a story about Wuhan yesterday. They're letting people out in Wuhan. There was an American guy and his wife who's Chinese. They live there. And they were in their apartment for 2 months, couldn't leave. Now, they're allowed out with face masks, but they got heat sensors everywhere. They have, you walk up to these areas, and you take your cell phone, and you click on it to see if you're allowed to be in that area. But they're walking the streets of Wuhan, which is a pretty big size city. I didn't realize how big it was.
Like, I didn't either. There's like millions of people.
It is. And then they had guys with what they say, cops in the streets with helmets on that can detect heat on people. I mean, that might be the new future for a little bit. So anti-vaxxers, screw you, all of you.
Now, how are they employing?
They're going to be isolated.
Let's get more into this.
Yeah.
How are they employing their cell phones as to whether
when you take a picture of a barcode?
QR code.
Okay.
Yeah. They showed her taking one, and they're up in different sectors of the city. And it was on one of the CBS, ABC Evening News or something like that last night.
So are they doing that as a form of checking in? Or?
Well, no, they're allowed to be out now. And that was where where they think it might have started. We get most of our cases from Europe. I mean, they just did a whole article about that. But, so it just sounded – it's about the future, and the anti-vaxxers can go away. Because they're talking about maybe having – show your papers – to get in anywhere.
That has been mentioned,
If you were vaccinated, get a vaccine.
That's against the Constitution, Tyler.
Well, then go live in one little area with all you anti-vaxxers.
Yeah, I think you create a colony.
Yeah.
Sounded like they were playing a game of Pokemon Go.
It did. It's what it looks like. It did look like that, yeah. It did look that way, yeah.
See, what I had read is a lot of the European cases can be traced back to... it was a bartender either in Aspen or Vail, where a bunch of people had been skiing.
Then they went back to Europe and came back here? Okay.
No, they went back to Europe.
And then spread there.
Spread it there.
Okay.
And that was probably late February. Well, about the time I was visiting Colorado.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to go skiing ever again.
Yeah, well, they all knew in January.
I don't think it would feel comfortable going anywhere for months.
No.
Now, even when they give the all clear, I think I'm going to lay low just because everyone else is going to go nuts. So I feel I have to counteract that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're going to go back to status quo before you had to stay?
Yeah. But it'll be different because it's a choice.
Right. But I'm probably not even going to golf for a while, Craig.
Yeah. That's when you know it's serious.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to go golfing. I think of scenarios where maybe I could go out on my own, but there's people around. I don't think I should.
No.
I think it would be irresponsible of me to go golfing.
And the public courses are packed. And even the country club I walk through, it's not mine, I don't belong there, but it's near my neighborhood. There's people out there. It just drives me crazy.
Damn all right, the time?
You don't belong there.
Yeah. Is it all the time?
Yeah. When the weather's decent, they're out there golfing. But I know that I've seen pictures of the munis and the public courses in the city, and they're packed. And I'm thinking, you know what? Screw you. I know a lot of those people are probably listening to us right now, but it's not about you. It's about everybody, right? Shouldn't it be?
You would think.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New study says that some people will still be skeptical of a coronavirus vaccine, no matter how helpful that vaccine is.
Oh, give me that.
Psychologists at Texas.
Give it to me as soon as possible, man.
Psychologists at Texas Tech University say vaccine skepticism is not because of a lack of information. It's because people's brains focus on the worst possible outcomes. Their studies suggest that people who are unwilling to get vaccinated actually process information differently than those who choose to get treated. The study found that vaccine skeptics frequently overestimate the chances of a worst-case scenario happening, not just with vaccines, but with all events. Vaccine skeptics thought their chances of death from a rare event are much higher than they are in reality. Skeptics... might be more easily swayed by anecdotal horror stories. Well, you know what happened to so-and-so's sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She died of polio. That's not a worst-case scenario?
Yeah. They're dumb.
The researchers say it's becoming easier for people.
Anti-vax skeptics are dumb. Let's just call them what they are.
Yeah, they're dumb.
The researchers say it's becoming easier for people who overestimate bad outcomes happening to find information that backs up their fears online.
Nobody cares more about their kids than parents. I mean, parents all love their kids. And every doctor we've ever known vaccinates their kids.
Previous studies have also shown...
What do you want?
Yeah, but what do doctors know?
More.
The educated morons.
More than every anti-vaxxer I've ever met. They
Previous
know a lot
studies have also yeah. shown that social media misinformation has convinced many vaccine skeptics that modern-day medicine is, quote, full of toxins.
See, that's the problem is you can go anywhere now and just get the answer that you want.
Yeah.
People seek out the answer that they want to hear. Nobody wants the truth anymore. They just want the answer they want to hear. Yeah, so we're living in an age where, well, there is a truth, but it doesn't matter.
No. No, for most of us it matters. I'm going to try to err on the side of positivity.
Even the UFC has shut things down.
Yeah.
Last week they were saying they were still going to be doing everything, you know, just with no one around and being as careful
as possible.
They were
going to get the island.
Yeah, they were going to buy a private island.
No, right. Well, Dana White apparently talked to the top guy at, he says, Disney. I think it was top guy somewhere else.
ESPN said no. So if they shut it down. So you can't do it without ESPN.
And they said, they shut her down. So that's smart. None of that.
Oh, not because he decided to shut it down because TV wouldn't throw any money at him.
Yeah, well, he says that he didn't feel this was the right time for a variety of reasons. He said he got a call from the highest level you can go at Disney and was asked to stand down.
No, that dude's all about money. That's what it came down to there.
No, ESPN, he would have done it. ESPN said no. ESPN, they're the ones that have to cover it. Right.
ESPN said totally they didn't feel this was the right time for a variety of reasons.
They'll be airing fighters playing UFC on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping N-bombs.
Dropping N-bombs.
Yeah.
And I can see it. You can't hear me? Hey,
the body speaks. You freaking
listen. Wow, hey.
Kyle, you're talking to everyone, bud.
Yep, we heard that.
Oh, damn. He did not just...
Yikes.
Don't say anything.
Don't say anything. We can hear everything. That's a NASCAR virtual race on Fox yesterday or FX1 or something like that.
Or both.
And Kyle Larson, a driver, dropped an N-bomb. And
it took him like 3 weeks before that happened.
I know. I know.
They didn't even make it a month before they're dropping racial slurs on like national TV.
I mean, NASCAR gets a bad rap, but maybe that's the reason.
Makes you wonder how often that actually goes on when you can't hear everything.
Right, right.
Oh.
Or the guy that doesn't. Well, you know what? You can zoom in. If you get those special headphones, you can listen to anybody's pit.
Oh, you can't you?
So yeah, I was going to say, I thought they made that available.
It might have been leaked. But yeah, the guys that usually have the mics in their cars are probably not the guys that drop N-bombs. The ones that on the TV, you know. We go to the shipper cameras. They're marked up for TV, right?
When they talk to them during a caution or something. Right. Yeah, they're probably a little more trained in how to talk to the media.
Well, they just pick out the non-racist guys and said, okay, who's least likely to drop an N-bomb? We got 43 drivers. Well, we got four. Four we could probably mic up. Sorry, that's probably not true. I'm joking.
Now, if you get the audio from your local dirt track, you might hear that a little more often.
Yeah, you would.
I think you have to type that in to log in to hear them.
What's the password?
I'm going to have to text it to you.
Yeah.
Authorities in Bangkok, Thailand are banning the sale of beer for 11 days in an attempt to slow the speed of the COVID-19 during the Thai New Year that begins today. More than half of their known cases are in the capital city.
Yeah, the Republican governor of Louisiana even mentioned yesterday that if the federal government would have told them, like they knew, they wouldn't have Mardi Gras. And that's not some libtard. It's the Republican governor of Louisiana said, well, we wouldn't have had it if you would have told us.
Yeah.
Because they're living in a nightmare themselves.
Well, the mayor of New Orleans wanted to shut it down. They said no.
Oh, he did.
They said, no, we're not shutting this down. Right. And so then the lieutenant governor had to come out and say, boy, the mayor was right and we were wrong.
Yep.
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March are down about 22% thanks to the pandemic.
Well, you need the ambiance of being inside.
Right? It's not the same. Right.
Who wants drive-through McDonald's? You want to sit in there and enjoy the ambiance.
I've been getting emails from them. I think it says something about me that I haven't unsubscribed. There's like the one thing I haven't unsubscribed from. So I'm like, I better see what McDonald's is. But they're like, we're here for you. And I'm like, oh, thanks.
About a year or so ago, my son and I were between baseball games driving through the town, and we actually stopped at McDonald's and sat inside. And that was like a new experience for me. I don't know when's the last time I was actually in a McDonald's. I mean, I eat McDonald's, and I go through drive-thrus, but do you ever go in and sit there?
No.
I know people do.
No, I can't remember.
I mean, I was younger. I did all the time. But, I mean, it's one of those situations where I'm thinking,
Did you guys go hit the ball pit when you were done?
Well, I was just...
Whee!
It wasn't that long ago. I jumped in it. He was too old.
Who are the two guys in beards in the ball pit? That's Tyler and his friggin' 12-year-old.
But it was just weird. It was weird being inside one and sitting down.
Yeah.
You know?
I haven't sat down. We've gone inside on like a road trip recently to get it to go.
Yeah, because
and you go up to the counter and they're like, "Oh no, go touch, like go use the screen." And
right.
Like, even then, before all this, I'm like, "I don't want to touch that screen.
Right.
That's gross."
Yeah, a lot of booger fingers on that.
Oh,
thing,
for
right?
sure.
Butt fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, they
those
do
are just the employees.
Yeah. They have the screen now, don't they?
Yeah.
Some of them do. You can still walk up and order, too. You can order both.
I was
usually both.
At one in Colorado where you just punch down the screen.
Yeah. I like McDonald's. They advertise them. They're fine. But I'm just saying that sales are down just in general from everything, though. That's probably why that's it, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay. That's just their number. Right,
right. I'm going to be there soon. I just saw a Big Mac commercial. It gets me every time.
Oh, every time?
Yeah.
Every
when I see it on the big screen, big TV, I'm like, all right, that's it.
That's
Within 10 days, I'll be there eating a Big Mac.
All right. Advertising works.
Yeah.
Cody informs me that was not a NASCAR race because NASCAR doesn't go on Easter. It was just some iRace sanctioned. It wasn't on Fox. It wasn't on FS1. It was just streamed on Twitch.
Well, I thought it was an iRace. Okay, got it. All right. Well, that's great. Well, sorry, NASCAR guys.
Yeah. That guy's getting fired on Twitch.
Yeah.
He's not even going to be able to leave his house. His wife's going to be so pissed. You lost your job.
The iRacing are those souped-up Toyotas, right? I've seen that.
No, it's just
it's video game stuff.
Video game stuff.
It's virtual.
I know that, But these guys are real. He was a real racer, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, were the other ones that we've seen sanctioned by NASCAR? You know, because they had actual NASCAR drivers in there. Or is it just some kind of iRacing
circuit? Does NASCAR have to sanction a video game? They don't own it. They own the actual racing.
Yeah.
So, can't their drivers go out and race on TV virtually? No, I don't know. Shouldn't have to care.
I don't know. I think the ones that have been on Fox and FS1 have been NASCAR sanctioned.
Yeah.
This one probably just wasn't, and they just did it. So it wasn't on TV. They just did it to have fun.
Got it. Yeah.
And
they all thought they were in their bedrooms.
Yeah.
At 30 years old. Did you drop an N-bomb up there, son?
Yeah, but it was just on Twitch.
Nah, nobody heard it. Nobody heard it. Mr. Skin joined us today. Check it out on the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
That picture of that girl from Uncut Gems is unreal.
She's gorgeous. Yeah.
Nice.
I saw about 10 minutes of that movie. It's really good.
Nice socks.
Nice. You're right.
They're probably compression socks.
To pump up that ass.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.